The Ohio train crash aftermath. I'm Laura Cantor, Fox News. Following the train derailment on February 3rd, residents in East Palestine, Ohio are calling for more answers on whether the toxic chemicals leaked could potentially kill them. Fox's Garrett Tenney is there with more.
A delegation of state lawmakers is here in town trying to see what they can do, meeting with local leaders and response officials for an update on what is being done to clean up the toxic chemicals. This comes a day after the CEO of Norfolk Southern Railway came to town with this message for folks who live here.
This has been devastating to this community, and I want to make sure you understand I am terribly sorry that this happened to the community. Norfolk Southern is fully committed to doing what's right for this community.
Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg has still not visited East Palestine. Following the U.S. military takedown of a suspected Chinese spy balloon off the South Carolina coast earlier this month, relations between the U.S. and China continue to decline. In an interview airing on ABC's This Week, Secretary of State Antony Blinken doesn't rule out China sending lethal aid to Russia in its war with Ukraine.
We have information that gives us concern that they are considering providing lethal support to Russia in the war against Ukraine. And it was important for me to share very clearly with Wang Yi that this would be a serious problem.
The U.S. is providing help to earthquake victims in Turkey and Syria.
The U.S. committing another $100 million in humanitarian aid to Turkey and Syria. Secretary of State Antony Blinken is touring the earthquake devastation in Turkey. He says the region will need a, quote, massive rebuilding operation. The White House already promised $85 million following the quake earlier this month. Almost 45,000 people are confirmed dead.
That's Fox's Lauren Blanchard. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
With Russia's invasion of Ukraine approaching the one-year mark in less than a week, some are questioning how the war will end. More from Fox's Grinnell Scott.
The United States says it continues to have bipartisan support from Congress to keep providing Ukraine with defenses against Russian troops. However, it may be diplomacy that ends the war. National Security Council spokesman John Kirby on Fox News Sunday says the U.S. has no role there.
President Zelensky, as the commander-in-chief, gets to determine if and when he's ready to sit down and negotiate with Mr. Putin and under what circumstances. What we're focused on is making sure that he has all the tools to succeed on the battlefield.
Kirby says air defenses are what the Ukrainians desire most now to defend their people and territory.
With the surge of migrants at the U.S. southern border overwhelming Border Patrol, Texas Republican Congressman Lance Gooden tells Sunday Morning Futures with Maria Bartiromo about his constituents' concerns.
The everyday security concerns are what's on the mind of my constituents. They believe, like most Americans, that this border is open, that this president has failed them, and they want some security in their everyday lives.
In fiscal year 2023, there have been more than 700,000 migrant encounters. A new Marvel film taking the number one spot at the weekend box office.
Ant-Man and the Wasp: Quantumania finished at the top of the weekend box office, pulling in $104 million.
I don't care who this guy is. I just lost so much.
Daddy! He can get
give us a second chance.
It's the largest opening of the year so far. James Cameron's Avatar: The Way of Water remains in second place with 6.4 million in its 10th weekend. The sci-fi sequel now surpasses Titanic as the third highest grossing film ever. Coming in third place is Puss in Boots: The Last Wish, bringing in 5.3 million this weekend.
That's Fox's Kathleen Maloney. I'm Laura Cantor, Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.